Shanti. Today I chose the subject from the Murli itself. And I'm sure you remember, Baba began the Murli saying, create methods to have Baba's remembrance, create the chart of remembrance, don't get tired, always remain unshakable. Because we know, Maya doesn't come when we listen to knowledge. But when we sit in Baba's remembrance, Maya is waiting to shake. Maya is waiting to disturb us. So if we create many yuktis, if one yukti doesn't work, you can use another yukti. If that one doesn't work, another one. So that means Maya gets tired. We won't get tired. So then she will give up. So that was first point. And the second point Baba said today, when you meet with each other, what is it that you should discuss, share? And not unnecessary talk, not worldly news, but about the chart of remembrance. And particularly Baba emphasized today on how much you were remembering Baba while having your meals. Did you all practice today while you had your breakfast? It always happens, you know. We start eating in remembrance of Baba and then don't know where the mind goes. By the time we wash our plate, we are in another world. Is that your experience also? Brahma Baba himself has shared his experience that I try to remember Baba when I begin to eat, when I begin to bathe, then I forget. Even in the path of bhakti, when Baba used to forget remembering Narayana or Krishna, what he used to do? He used to pinch, he used to slap. Because that will automatically make me to remind myself. Of course, I don't need to do that, slap myself or pinch myself, but I must create yuktis. So that was one of the things that we need to share, how much, what method, how I invoke Baba, how I eat with Baba, how I make Baba my mother, my friend, my companion, whatever relationship. And the second thing Baba said you must share when you meet is how you can remain unshakable when storms come, you know, difficult situation come, how you face them. So we have homework to do when we meet with each other. We don't need to share any other news, right? And the third important point Baba was talking about drama. Drama, whatever happens in the drama, it is benevolent. So once it has happened, what we should practice? Past is past. Because if I have faith in the drama, I will definitely not remember the past but enjoy the present. Yesterday also Baba was talking about drama. Today also Baba draw our attention towards the aspect of drama. One of the reason why we cannot remember Baba, it is because of lack of faith in drama. You know, we talk about three dots, soul dot, Baba dots, we are expert in putting those two dots, no doubt about it. But the third dot, we try to apply the dot, but it becomes comma. It becomes question mark. It becomes an exclamation mark. And so the intellect doesn't connect with Baba. And so the mind wanders. So this is why it is very, very, very important to move along with Baba and Drama, the rails, together. You cannot leave Drama, you cannot leave Baba. You know? So the fourth aspect, Baba said today also, is to make this lesson pucker, that I must give regard and receive regard. Give respect and receive respect. Because when I give regard now, then not only I receive regard now, but my devotees in the corporate will also keep giving me regard. And the yukti Baba taught us in order to practice that is to be a child and a master. So when we make this lesson, child and master, that means when I have to give my suggestion, I can be a master, but when I want to follow the direction, I become a child. I cooperate with whatever the majority decides. So that was a very good practice for us, to give regard and to receive regard. To give respect and to receive respect. Anybody else? You are touched by any other point today? We have repeated 4 points. We need to repeat 6 more. You can help me also. So that means Baba reminded us that we need to practice this awareness that I was a deity, then I became warrior, then merchant, then Shudra, Brahmin, then deity. It is another way of spinning the cycle. So by doing this, I remind myself who I was, who I am, and who I will be. Okay? Anybody else touched by any other point? If you participate, you won't get sleep. Yes? Pardon? I am the light of Baba's eyes. Yes? What else? Suhag. Baba said, the one who has the tilak of awareness, that is the sign of being wed. You know, when a woman is married in India, the sign of marriage is the tilak. So are we all married to Baba or engaged? How many of you are married? Not many. Some are, I think, getting engaged. So you came to Madhuban to marry. You know, I see a wonderful scene when I have ring ceremony. It's really moving. We just had that ring ceremony in Gyan Sarovar the other day. Means the souls really feel that is their wedding day, you know. And they are so happy that today they are wed to Baba. But of course the ring is one of the signs of marriage, but also the awareness. That is why in India, women feel very sad, not because the husband died, that just because they have to remove this dot. They cannot wear any more decoration. They can't wear earrings, they can't wear bangles. Because these are the signs of a woman who is wed. And of course now we are married to such a husband who is never going to die. So that is why we don't have any sorrow, right? We have got the husband of all husbands. So we are always in that intoxication of being in company of Baba. But of course, this imperishable tilak will remain only when I practice that awareness. Okay, so we got 7 points. If I remember Baba, I receive power. Okay? Yes? You have to speak loud because Baba is the companion for life. Baba also said today that nobody should think that you have become pure already. Why? Because if you are pure, what will be the sign? You will leave your body. But of course, percentage of purity is increasing. Once I become pure soul, I will have to go into a pure body. And I can become pure only through Baba's remembrance. So what I feel is, first of all, before even creating methods for remembering Baba, we have to make a list of the benefits I get when I remember Baba. Because when I have the list of benefits in front of me, I feel tempted, I feel urge, there is love in my heart to get those benefits. And so maybe today you can think about the benefits. You know, we all have our own experiences. We all have heard the experiences of others. What benefits I will have when I remember Baba? No, some children are very smart. They ask Baba also. You know, when Baba says, "Don't forget me," they ask Baba, "Baba, do you remember me?" What reply Baba would give? "Why should I remember you? I am not impure." So I don't need to become pure. You have to remember Baba because Baba is the purifier. And so once I am able to have the list of benefits, that how I am able to become pure, ever healthy, ever happy, ever wealthy, I am able to destroy the sins of the past, I am able to become charitable soul, I receive power, I am able to conquer Maya, I am able to experience total contentment. So when I have all the list, then I can think many methods to maintain the remembrance consistently. The first and foremost thing after making a list of the benefits I need to do is to understand yoga as remembrance instead of practicing it as yoga. Because many times Baba says, when you use the word yoga, you become little bit static. There are hatha yogis also who concentrate, who focus. So Baba has taught us to change the word yoga into remembrance. Now, what does remembrance remind you? Remembrance reminds us of three things. At least two things, okay, love and relationship. Because remembrance is not possible if there is no relationship. And if there is no relation, relationship cannot exist if there is no love. So the foundation of Raj Yoga is three things: relationship, love, remembrance. So if I have relationship with Baba, I will automatically have love, and that love makes me remember. We cannot forget the one whom we love. Of course, the remembrance may not be intense, but there is remembrance. We cannot forget. See, that is why I always talk about three types of remembrance. We all have three types of remembrance. I must check which kind of remembrance I have when I specially sit in the remembrance of Baba. So the first type of remembrance is when you make effort to remember someone. When you struggle to remember someone. Second type of remembrance is remembrance comes naturally. You don't have to make effort. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to labor. It just comes. Like, for example, a patient remembers the doctor. A teacher remembers the student, or student remembers the teacher. It's natural. So when I have soul consciousness, when I am a soul, I will remember the Supreme Soul. There's no doubt about it. But the powerful remembrance, the third quality of remembrance, is when the remembrance becomes troublesome. Have you experienced that kind of remembrance? When remembrance becomes so frequent, it's troublesome. You begin to have the question, "Oh Baba, how can I forget you? I can't forget you." Have you ever had that kind of experience? You know, Baba has told in the Muralis many times that some children, if not all, remember Baba so much that they disturb Baba's sleep. They go and disturb Baba's sleep. So do you ever have such remembrance that you disturb Baba's sleep? That is called satane wali yaad. Remembrance which is troublesome. So in order to have that kind of remembrance, what should I do? I have to have exclusive love for Baba. In remembering Baba, no one else is included. Unadulterated love. Unadulterated remembrance. That means I consider Baba as part and parcel of my life. Baba is my world. I live in Baba's world. And so my mind, my intellect, my sanskara, everything is absorbed, soaked in that love. That is when the heart sings, mine is only one Baba and another. Really, the heart sings, not the lips. So when we have such kind of remembrance, that becomes fire. And that fire actually reaches to my subconscious mind and burns the deep-rooted sanskaras. You see, this year we have been having volcanic bhattis, right? Most of the centers, every month we get program from Australia, and we have been having this volcanic bhatti. But before even experiencing volcanic remembrance, I must have the remembrance in which, you know, I am lost. I am totally absorbed in Baba's love. So, one of the methods that I need to create to make remembrance frequent, troublesome, not the remembrance in which I forget and remember, but consistency in remembrance, is to have all relationships and all attainments from one Baba. That's the first and foremost method. If I have few relationship with Baba and few relationship with other human beings, so my foot will be sometimes here and sometimes there. I will be struggling. But of course, the proof of having all relationship with Baba is that in my Laukik world, I will maintain the responsibility to my Laukik relationship without attachment, but with pure love. So that is why we say, the more detached you are, the more loving you become. So that is the first method. I need to check myself, which is that relationship I have not experienced from Baba. And I must work on that. Because we need to have all relationships. If one relationship is missing, my intellect will go to that physical people who can give me that love. Or attainment. If one attainment is missing, then my intellect will be constantly moving to get that. I want. But when I have all relationships, all attainments, the soul says within the heart, I got Baba, I got the world. I got everything, I don't want anything else. So then, remembrance becomes frequent. That is the first and foremost method I need to create. The second method, as I was mentioning earlier, is to strengthen my faith in drama. Because many times we have faith in the soul, we have faith in the Supreme Soul, but we don't have faith in drama. We still keep questioning why this is happening. How can this happen to a Brahmin soul? So when these question marks are still there, I cannot maintain remembrance. That is why remembrance becomes interrupted with question mark. The more I have faith in drama, the more I am able to remain content, accepting whatever is happening is good. Whatever will be happening will be the better. Nothing is going to be bad. So then I am able to sing the song, Wa Baba, Wa Drama, and Wa My Fortune. Otherwise, instead of Wa, you have the word Why. Hi. So then I am not able to maintain remembrance. So the song that I constantly need to sing in my heart is Wawa. Not when things happen as you wish, you know. That's very easy. When things are going according to your wish, you can say, Baba, I wanted this to happen, it happened. It's easy. When things don't happen, even then you say, Wa Baba, Wa My Fortune. So that will automatically enhance my practice of remembrance. That's the second yukti, I would say. The third yukti is to always take the seat of an observer, detached observer, and play your role. Because when I become detached observer, Baba becomes my companion. In Hindi, we can say two words, Sakshi and Sati. So if you are Sakshi, that means if you are a detached observer, Baba will automatically be your companion. So you don't have to make effort. Naturally, there is the feeling of being in the company of Baba. But when I lose the state of being a detached observer, Baba becomes an observer for me. So I was just mentioning that, you know, if I am not an observer, Baba will be observer. So if I am detached observer, Baba is in my company. But how do I know that incorporeal God is in my company? So that means the eight powers begin to cooperate with me. Because Baba is almighty authority, and if Baba is in my company, so the eight powers become my friends. Whenever I order any power, that power will be available. So if the powers are cooperating with me according to my invocation, so that is the sign of Baba's company. So Dadi Janki was sharing in one of her class recently, three types. One is yoga, the other is remembrance, the third is invocation. This is also another yukti you can use to maintain remembrance. So if you have accurate yoga with Baba, you will be able to do the right thing at the right time. If you have remembrance of Baba, there will not be somebody else coming in between you and Baba. If somebody else comes in between you and Baba, that means it is not accurate remembrance. An invocation of Baba means like you are in the front of 1,000 people audience, or you are going to begin a very important task and you don't have confidence you can do it. You just invoke Baba. Baba, this is your task. This is your family. You do it. So that invocation creates miracle. Yesterday only Mohini Ben was sharing beautiful point in the class. You know, they had RCO's meeting, and in that meeting, it seems Dadi was sharing this. Our remembrance of Baba should be such that I am able to bring Baba in between two people, myself and you, between myself and the situation, so that there is solution, no problem. If Baba comes in between two person, or Baba comes in between situation and myself, there will be only solution and not problem. That is invocation. So Moini Ben was sharing Dadi's experience. Once Dadi had lot of pain in the body recently, and she was talking to Baba, "Baba, what is this? I have so much pain. Why you are not," you know, she was invoking Baba, but she was not experiencing Baba's presence. And instantly, she had the thought, I let go of this body and she just became bodiless. And instantly she felt that power, you know, that power flowing from Baba in such a way that the pain disappeared like anything. So one of the methods that we need to create in order to remember Baba is to practice more soul consciousness. Why today Baba's remembrance is forgotten? We don't forget Baba. What we forget is to be a soul, to be soul conscious. And that is why in some Muralis Baba says, don't say you forget Baba. Instead you say that you forget you are a soul. Because it is not possible that if you are soul conscious, you would forget to remember Baba. So pay attention to practice soul consciousness in four ways. I hope nobody is feeling little bit sleepy or because of the heat. You will get used to this weather. That's why sit straight and sit alert, so that when you are alert and when you are straight, you are more attentive. This is just a rehearsal, so that in the next few days, when we will be listening to the seniors, we won't miss out a lot. Because in the next 3 days, you have a lot of offer. All the seniors will be here, so you will be showered with jewels of knowledge. So you got to keep your intellect, you know, apron open. So we are only experimenting today. How you feel and how you can absorb. I hope you are okay. You are okay? Yeah? So I was just mentioning that make it a variety. See, to create interest in remembrance, you must know how to make yoga an entertainment. It should not be laborious, you know. Every time you sit in yoga, you say, I am a point of light, a soul. After that, you feel a little bit, you know, heavy. But make it entertainment. Sometimes practice remembrance of Baba as if you are having a sun bath. You know, sometimes you practice remembrance of Baba as if you are going for swimming. See, sometimes I say, what is remembrance? You know, sing, swim and swing. Sing, swim and swing. When you do these three things, I don't think anybody could ever feel sleepy. When somebody is singing, how do they feel? When somebody is swimming, how do you feel? And when you are swinging, you are so happy. So what I need to do? I need to look at yoga as swimming. Every time I sit in yoga, I look at it as, today I'm going to swim in the ocean of love, tomorrow another one, variety. So if you get tired swimming, you swing. Swing in the swing of all attainments. If you get exhausted swinging, just sing. Sing the songs of Baba's praise. Sing the songs of your fortune. So automatically when I make that yoga as an entertainment, I feel motivated. So the remembrance becomes easy. So I was also mentioning how to make practice of soul consciousness an entertainment. Even in that you can practice in four ways. Sometimes you can practice soul consciousness in a very gross level. You know, like when we came in the beginning, when we got the knowledge of the soul, we were told, very simple example, like body is a car, you are a driver, body is a cake, you are a bird, body is a dress, you are an actor. means simple, simple things. But if I can practice using that symbols, comparison and separation, so that will help me to bring the soul consciousness in a gross level. Then we move on to the subtle level of soul consciousness, where I see myself beyond this body of matter, but again, this is same me, but in the body of light. So like an angel, awake this stage. Or sometimes when I'm without any work, I'm not using my body, my sense organs to work, then I can practice bodiless stage. Bodiless stage. So how do you know you are bodiless? Hope nobody is bodiless now. You know, when you are asleep also you are bodiless, because you don't know where you are. You don't know how many years you slept, how many hours you slept. Bodiless stage is a stage in which you are beyond time, beyond age, beyond race, beyond physical. You are just the being. It's a very powerful stage. So it is easy to connect with bodiless Father when I am bodiless. Because in silence, like attracts like. In science, it is opposite. So the more bodiless you are, the more you will be attracted to remember bodiless Father like you. So if I get tired practicing soul consciousness on this level, then I can move on to bodiless stage. And then beyond that is incorporeal. That is like soul world. Videhi stage, where I am totally in the mukti stage, complete and perfect, a soul before coming down to this stage to play my parts. So I can make it variety, no? Not necessarily always I have to begin with the same soul conscious practice. I can make it a variety. Even same thing, for example, remembering Baba. I don't always need to begin remembering Baba in the form, point of light. I can begin to remember Baba by thinking of the home. So when I think of the home, I will remember the resident of the home. Then I will remember the occupation, the qualities. So we have six aspects of Baba. So I can remember through any of the aspects that would automatically lead me to that remembrance. So I just need to create that variety so that I don't get bored. See, the intellect and mind always need newness. If it is same old thing, I suggest to myself, I get bored. That's why once Dadi Gulzar was telling that don't force yourself to go into seed stage. You know, many of us think that without experiencing seed state, I can't burn my sins. So they want to experience seed state and they fall asleep. So don't force yourself to experience seed state, but first of all begin soul consciousness, then go through churning of knowledge. Because see, even when you are churning knowledge, that is also one method to remember Baba. Because when you are churning knowledge, what are you doing? You are connecting with the one who is giving knowledge. Is it not? Even though it is not a seed stage, but it is one of the stage of remembrance. Even when you are practicing four stages of soul consciousness, that is also remembrance. Churning is also remembrance, like spinning the cycle. Spinning the somersault, it is remembrance of Baba. So instead of spinning waste thought, I can develop the power of churning. And then the third stage is heart-to-heart conversation. So if I get tired churning, I can develop this love for Baba where I have chit-chat with Baba. Sometimes as a friend, sometimes as a mother, sometimes as a father, sometimes whatever relationship I feel, I can connect easily. So take that relationship. So that would help me to come closer, heart to heart. Because nowadays people always like a companion, no? So if I choose Baba to be my companion or a friend, so I don't feel lonely, I am always in the company. So in that way, my remembrance is not forgotten. It is always there because different relationships. So I should not always think that remembrance means seed stage. You reach the seed stage after you have gone through these three stages. So make it lively, make it entertaining, you know. So when you are talking to Baba, so it is like you are talking to someone whom you love. So your love automatically emerges. Sometimes express your attitude of gratitude. See, I remember one particular sister from one of the countries, in foreign countries. She came to me and said, "Sister, I have lost Baba. I can't get Baba online. I try hard, sit for so many hours. I can't get Baba online. I don't know where Baba has gone. I can't feel Baba's love, presence of Baba, power." She was really crying. What to do? She was desperate. So, suddenly just the thought came to me. I said, "What you can do is every night, before you go to bed, write a letter of gratitude to Baba. Just write a letter thanking Baba for whatever he has done to you since you have known him. Just write." So she did for 3 days. On the fourth day, she got Baba online. She was so happy. She came and said, "Sister, you know, I got Baba online today." See, what happens is, when I have an attitude of gratitude, I open up my heart. See, I open up my heart and allow that Baba's love to flow. So some of us sometimes, due to one reason or the other, we close our heart. It's not that Baba is not giving love, but we stop receiving. So when I begin to develop this attitude of gratitude, that is one of the yuktis that helps me to develop love and remembrance of Baba. You try. You know, like many Brahmins have asked me this question, because sometimes we just don't have love in our heart for Baba. It becomes very intellectual. You're only thinking of Baba intellectually, but not in the heart. So in order to remember Baba from the heart, you begin this method. You know, this is also a form of chart in a way. You know, today Baba said, you must keep the chart of remembrance. So of course, how do we keep the chart? You know, in those days we used to write the chart. Oh, we got up at Amrit Vela, we did not give sorrow to anyone. So now we are not doing it anyway. So what kind of chart? So this is the kind of chart I can keep. You know, so when I sat in the remembrance of Baba, how powerful was my remembrance? Was it first stage, second stage, third stage? So if it is my pure remembrance when I am remembering Baba, there will be no one and nothing. Baba and myself. Not even service. Not even churning knowledge. That is pure remembrance. Because even to think about service becomes unadulterated, not unadulterated, but adulterated remembrance. Even churning knowledge is also second grade. It is an aspect of remembrance, but it is not pure remembrance. So when I develop this attitude of gratitude, I will automatically develop the deep love. My heart opens up and then I begin to love Baba. And of course the simple methods, like, you know, as Baba said today, you must be thankful, like while eating, that's also one method. To how long I maintain the remembrance of Baba when I wake up in the morning. You know, whom do I think about? The last thing at night. These are all simple methods even before performing action. While performing action, after the action is finished. So, that attention to remember Baba, that I am dedicating that action. You know, this is why one of the titles Baba asked us to remember is, I am God's helper. So whatever I am doing through my body, it is a task given by God. Like, you know, even in your worldly life, when you are given some work to do, while you are doing that work, you will definitely remember the person who asked you to do, is it not? So if I remember every action that I am doing, that it is God has asked me to do it, I am doing it according to God's direction, so I will automatically remember Baba. But it should be according to God's direction. If it is Manmath or if it is Paramath, then you cannot have remembrance. Because then you will have doubt, you will have fear, you will have question mark. Am I doing this right? I am not doing it right. But if it is really according to direction, you will definitely remember the one who asked you to do it. Now why is that Baba talks about surrendering? Even those who live in the family, they can have the experience that Baba is feeding them. They are eating from Baba's yajna. But only when they are trustees. So this is another method to remember Baba. I am a trustee. Nothing is mine. Everything is yours. I am only an instrument. So if I have that trustee consciousness, I'm not an owner, you know, I don't possess anything, I am only a trustee. So that will automatically create the feeling of lightness, no burden. Because something that takes my remembrance away is the burden. I am doing it, I have to do it, it's my responsibility. But once I have handed over everything to Baba, I am free. So experiment with that. You know that I am surrendered. The surrendered in the sense not coming and staying in the center. Not that you have to become a centervasi. But my mind, my intellect, my body is used according to God's direction. So there is no possessiveness. Once I have handed over everything to Baba, I am free. So experiment with that. You know that I am surrendered. The surrendered in the sense not coming and staying in the center. Not that you have to become a centervasi. But my mind, my intellect, my body is used according to God's direction. So there is no possessiveness. See, a beautiful example Baba gave once, I remember. Say, you are owning a house. Right? You are owning a house, you are the owner. So when you are living in that house as a owner, what is your awareness? I am the boss. Every inch of the house you feel it is yours. Okay, due to some reason, you have to sell that house. You sold that house. And it so happened, according to drama, you came to the same house as a tenant. Now, what is your consciousness? I am only here for a short while. I am tenant. I am not an owner. So when you look around, when you see anything, you don't have any ownership. So this is how we have to look at our body. Before we were living in this body as my body. And now we have died alive. And so Baba has given us new life. So I am in the same body, but this is now God's property. If I can see this body as God's property, it's God-given, I'm only using it as a trustee. Then even when I'm looking at my body, I know this is not mine. This is only given to me to use it for God's work. So automatically there is God in my mind. You know, even for people in the world, we say, use everything that you are given, but don't possess anything. This is to be underlined. You know, because when you begin to possess, you develop attachment. But Baba is also, you know, celebrating meeting with Baba. Baba said, are you preparing to celebrate meeting or are you already meeting Baba? Baba still sees that some children are struggling to keep that meeting going on. So before Bab Dada comes, we must make ourselves free from the struggle. You know, each one of us should have the quality of remembrance which I spoke earlier, the third type. We should not allow Baba to sleep in rest in the subtle region. Either we pull him or he pulls us. Which one you like? Whether Baba comes here or we go there, the aim is to make this place subtle region. Wherever Baba is present, that is the subtle region. And so we have to see whose love is stronger. Our love pulling Baba or Baba's love pulling. So we must really, you know, increase the volume of our love for Baba to such an extent that when Baba comes, it is like whatever you want to describe it like, the ocean has come and there is flood. Last time I remember my experience in Om Shanti Bhavan when Bab Dada came, that's how I felt, like, you know, the ocean has come and there was such waves that all of us were totally merged, that even though we were 3,000 people sitting there, but there was nobody. I felt like that. And I'm sure, you know, we will have even more powerful experience this time. But the preparation to make that meeting successful is depending on each one of us. It is not the place, but it is our stage. The place is ready to receive Baba, but our stage. So this is why not even, Dadi Janki has been telling each one of us, not even one moment should be wasted. 1 minute is too much. One moment should be wasted. Every moment, every second should be used in a worthwhile way so that we can earn income and we can earn so much that we can share it with the world.